You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Fosters After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Fosters After Show.
It's ladies' night at AfterBuzz TV. Everyone, welcome back, everybody. It's the Fosters After Show. We're going to be discussing Metropolis, the episode that just happened. And we have got two lovely ladies from the cast joining us tonight.
Yay.
We've got Amanda Layton, who plays Emma. Yay. And, of course, Madison Beatty, who plays She Who Must Not Be Named.
Yes.
She's breaking up the Fosters family. It's our very own Monica Lewinsky, a.k.a. Talia. Back at it.
Did you just say Monica?
She says what?
The name.
All right. I'm Jeffrey Masters. Joining me is my co-host.
Hi, guys. I'm Jillian.
And I'm Stephanie Georgie. What's up, everybody?
Hi, guys. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. Yeah. The two young love interests of the show have joined us.
Very dangerous.
The homecoming dance has happened, and they're here.
Well, the winter ball.
Oh, I don't care.
But you do.
Homecoming is like, what? Is that like a patented name? We can't say that. The winter ball.
Yeah,
winter
it's really ball. Elegant.
It's so much more exciting. Different.
It was so nice to see everybody dressed up so dapper.
It was.
I like that it's the winter ball, but like in California, it's like beach shots and then, the winter ball.
I know.
Oh, right.
It never gets cold in California.
No.
It's always nice and sunny.
When we were watching the show, I actually turned to Madison and I said, she is the Cha-Cha De Gregorio of the Fosters. And if any of you guys at home have ever seen Grease, you know that Cha-Cha is the one that steals Danny Zuko and starts to dance with him and wins the contest. And she is the best dancer at St. Bernadette's. And honey,
call me Cha-Cha because I'm the best dancer in St. Bernadette.
Oh, yeah.
So she's Cha-Cha in real life. I'm Cha-Cha on the
screen. I think your hair is channeling Cha-Cha too, which we liked.
It was. I loved
that. That was great. I love that analogy. Was that fun to like dress up and get out of the usual like school day to get clothes?
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Well, especially for you, because you're in, like, a onesie.
I'm always in a singlet.
A singlet, yeah.
Yes, singlet, you know, tomboy and everything. So it was really cool to actually, like, you know, dress up and see what Emma's, you know, dress-up style is really like.
I think it's also fun with it being a dance. Like, everybody was there. And we were filming at the coolest place. And
Where did you guys film?
It was at Edison downtown.
So awesome. So cool. Fun
That's
fact.
A very trendy bar.
It is.
Yeah, but then it became a winter ball. Then it became a winter ball.
Of young high schoolers.
I mean, I wish Lena was my vice president, because let's be real. I didn't have my winter ball.
I know.
But speaking of the principal, vice principal, did you think that the principal's being a little bit harsh on Callie?
She is. She's needs to get knocked out because she's making me so mad.
But it just goes along with the theme, like exactly what happened to Daphne in previous episodes. You know, clearly she was someone that has already been in trouble before, so it's even easier to pin it on someone that has been quote unquote trouble.
I feel like high school isn't an easy place to make friends, and they're telling Callie that she's really, like, messing this up by not making friends when, hey, like, friendship goes both ways.
Right.
They could be, like, encouraging other kids to, like, sit with her at lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Emma, we're looking at you.
Yeah, come on.
I'll definitely sit with Callie.
I don't think you guys have ever had a scene, actually.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait, I don't have any girlfriends, do I? I just hang out with the dudes.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can relate to her with that.
Because, you know, like, girls are, you know... Like
mean.
What are you talking
fingers.
About?
I know, right? Queen B over here.
Listen, panty pockets. From you.
Oh, I know. I love that.
I've yet to try that trick, but I plan on it.
I was getting tweets like, hey, like, should I? And I was like, no.
Oh.
No. Just wait. No. Just no. No, no, no.
Oh, yeah. Tell us more about that. What was the fan response?
It was the usual of like, Talia, will you just go away? It's always that of like, well, in real life, like I'm all about Callie and Brandon, but then like the show. So it's really funny to see everybody. Are you really Team Rally? Like, what's your deal? And I'm like, I'm totally Team Rally.
I think we all curled up into a ball when you said, well, it worked on, you know, Mariana said to her moms.
Who is that?
Who is that guy? Oh, it's Brandon.
And then the next scene, like, I walk in like, hey, you.
Oh, no. You know, Talia wasn't as in as many episodes this, like, half the season. But whenever something was getting really, really dramatic, Talia just popped in to, like,
make it worse. Yep.
She just happens to be wherever there's trouble.
She knows her own cue.
Whoops.
Trouble.
I know. It was like the episode was getting like kind of like antsy in this one, and then Tully just whispers in the principal's ear.
OMG,
like,
no. I know.
Yeah, so much trouble. So Callie was right when she predicted that they were framing her. Mm-hmm. I mean, not framing her, when they were setting her up when she was nominated.
Right.
Yes.
I was wondering where the pig's blood was, because it was very Carrie to me.
Absolutely.
It was a very Carrie moment. I thought that the cannons were going to shoot slime
and
or
blood
something
everywhere.
I just felt really bad, because it seemed like there was a lot of students in on this against Callie. It wasn't like two people who hate her. It was kind of like, oh, yeah, sure, we'll pick on her.
Well, no, but it's because they were all getting booze out of it, so they didn't care. They're like, yep, let's get wasted. Let's get super faded at the Winter Ball.
Faded.
Sorry.
I mean, is that a Cali joke?
It is. And I'm from San Diego. That's what we say out there. So.
Okay, we have the proof here.
There you go.
I don't know. I'm always shocked by like the amount of alcohol we see on TV in high schools. And I'm like, oh, I guess that does happen. Like, people do have fakes.
All right. Kickbacks.
Well, Amanda, your date on the
date?
Your date, the one that you're sucking face with the entire time.
Yeah. Yes.
He was a little wasty face.
Yeah. Mr. Kyle Dumas.
Kyle.
Yes.
So how was shooting that scene? Because now you have kissed two guys on television.
I have. Lucky Emma.
Yeah.
Well, that scene was actually a lot of fun to shoot, mm-hmm. because, that particular scene actually didn't take place at the Edison. We actually shot that on the soundstage, which was awesome.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm like walking through the soundstage. I was like, whoa, look at that room. Like, what is that? They're like, oh, that's your set. I was like, no way. Nice. I'm like, I get to shoot there?
Right, because it was privately like somewhere else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it was really cool, like working with both of them. Of course, we had, you know, stunt people come in and, you know, like, you
right.
know, yeah, do everything out and stuff and make sure, you know, we weren't really like punching each other and, mm-hmm. and everything, but that was a fun scene.
I mean, yeah. I have to ask, who's mm-hmm. the better kisser?
I was going to say that. It's probably my boo, right?
Oh, well, who do you think's the better kisser?
Well, I'm going to say...
my Papi Chulo.
I'm going to say Jake T. Austin, because I think that's what the fans want to know, but I'm tossing it to you and putting the pressure on you,
oh,
miss.
Oh, me? Oh, well...
You need to choose.
Okay. Well, Jake is great, and he makes my job very easy.
Oh, boom! Let's retweet that, please.
Okay. I mean, I'm not jealous, but...
Stephanie, calm down.
All right.
Just from the moment that Emma came on screen, we were like, oh, this is somebody who's a good match for JT Jesus.
Yeah.
That and, like, why am I not her? It was, like, the mixture of both. Like, all these tweets were like, it's a new love interest. Why is she here?
Do you guys have a ship name?
A ship name?
Yeah.
Gemma.
Oh, Gemma. Right.
I think that's what it is, yes.
Okay. I always joke around that you give really good like
chin
and face. You give really good face when you guys kiss.
Oh,
you give great face.
Thank you.
You've mastered the face.
Really? Oh, thank
that
you.
That's just never going to happen.
I didn't know that the chin was a thing. But
no,
that's cool.
She's made it a thing, and we've made it clear on this show.
It's just
that.
The profile.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. It was great. Good job.
Thank you.
You're
thanks.
Welcome.
I appreciate that.
So this is a very tenuous time. Is that a word? I like it.
Did you make it up?
I like it too. Go ahead.
We're going to go with
do
it.
Thing, boo.
This time in the Emma Jesus, Emma Jesus relationship is kind of tense.
Yes, very
I don't know. Do we think that they're going to end up together?
Yeah, but Emma just has to play hard to get, you know?
Yeah.
But she didn't seem like she was playing hard to get. She seemed like she was genuinely hurt.
Well,
I would be.
Whatever, it's high school. He's fine. She should just get over it and get with him. So that's how I really feel.
What do you, I mean, obviously you know what happens, so we can't ask you that. But what would you like to happen? Would you like a happy ending?
Well, I think everybody wants a happy ending.
Oh, okay, fine.
But, but then there's no drama in that now, is there?
Thank God we've got Talia.
And then Talia swoops in.
Maybe Talia can hook up with every brother in the family.
Oh my gosh.
Just a light kiss.
Sister the pot. I feel like anytime she walks in, everyone's like,
what's she
like
gonna
this
do?
Like look like, oh no.
We just know that the drama is going to be amped up just a little
bit. Exactly. We have to be ready for it.
Well, Talia did go with Vico to the dance, so.
I love that. That's like the like power couple, but not like just the power. It's like the evil power couple.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like everyone loves to hate kind of situation.
Oh, it's so good.
Well said. We do love to hate.
We do. We do. All right. Now we got to take a quick break right now. Our founder, creator, Maria Menounos is starring in a new show and we want to tell you about it. Take it away.
Tuesdays on Oxygen.
I'm Maria Menounos, and my life can get a little crazy.
I host Extra.
I'm an actor, producer, dancer, wrestler, and a lot of other things.
I live with Kevin, my boyfriend of 15 years.
Do you really love me?
I would say that I'm in serious like.
And my parents. Yep, I just said I live with my parents.
You drive me crazy.
You drive me crazy.
My parents want us to get married.
You both love each other. Get married.
Kevin and I don't.
I am going to get married when I want to get married.
I think I want kids. Kevin definitely doesn't want them now.
This is being pushed onto us.
And of course, my parents wanted them yesterday.
This year, you got to have it.
And I have a house full of people counting on me financially.
If I take my eye off the ball, everything can fall apart.
It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks or wants us to do. It's what we want to do.
Everyone thinks that they know what's best for me, but I'm really the only one.
I have got to figure things out.
Chasing Maria Menounos is so new. Every Tuesday at 10, 9 central, starting March 18th, only on Oxygen.
March 18th. That's tomorrow.
I know. I'm so excited.
Ooh, gotta be tuning in.
And I have to say, I love Maria's dad. He is so sweet and he's so funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Most of us met him this summer at a pool party that she threw for us at her house, and he is amazing. And his accent is amazing.
And he was dancing. He was getting
it. He was good. He just had to have a good time.
All right. Continuing the shipping conversation. Mm-hmm. Shipping. I never knew that word existed until like 2 days ago.
I didn't know until right now. I was like, what do you mean ship?
That's what somebody says. They're like, oh, who do you ship? Do you ship Brally?
Yeah, I don't know how that started. Do you guys know?
But I don't get, why is it ship?
I don't know.
Like, I don't have a boat.
It's like, I think like we're ship. We're ship. But it's just, it's like the like.
You package
like
them together.
We're all sailing together. Oh. On the same.
What was that, Steven?
It's packaging them together, so you ship them.
Yeah, but
I don't like it.
Thank you, Steven.
That makes complete sense.
Oh, Steven.
I had no nothing. I know nothing.
My mind is blown. I need a second to process
I'm like,
this.
That's
don't ask me.
And so speaking of shipping, Callie and Brandon had a lot of intense conversation with the I still love you, I slept with Wyatt. Just kidding, I didn't sleep with Wyatt, but he's still here. Oh, his hair is still long and luscious as ever. I don't know.
He looked like a real bartender when he was back there.
He did.
I'm like, that is somebody I would see in downtown LA. Like...
I know, but I just, I mean, we say this every week. We cannot seem to figure out what Danny's intentions are in trying to get Brandon and Callie back together.
Yeah, when you guys saw the character of Danny appear, you know, we think that she's there to cause trouble. Do you think that her intentions are good or bad?
Or is she being a creep?
I think it depends on the week.
Right? No, but you're so
every
right.
week I'm like, I don't know what your deal is.
Can't figure her out.
She plays it so well.
She really does.
You confused me for a second when you said Danny, because in real life, Danny knew the same thing. I was like, he always has good intentions.
Not the character.
Yeah, we do the same thing.
It's confusing because we call everybody by their character names except for Danny Nucci.
Yeah. We call him Danny.
The Nucci. You have to.
It's Danny than the Nucci.
Danny Nucci's Gucci.
You know, Danny does play it so genuinely, but when they started off, I think her first or second episode had her drinking when she said she was sober. That kind of sets a precedence for me that she's a liar. We can't trust her. But I think had that scene not happened, I would be like, oh, she's so genuine. And sweet, she's giving him money, she's trying to get his love back. Like, that's so sweet, but bad intentions.
Well, the best part, though, right now is that Brandon finally came out. So he said, I mean, it wasn't, like, a focus, but he did say, Danny gave me the money.
We're in the falling action with Danny, with Danny's storyline. Like, it's gonna crash.
I wonder if he's gonna say that, you know what, she actually was the one who inspired me to tell Callie how I feel again.
I don't know. But now that Terry Polo knows that Danny gave him the money, like, it's gonna hit the fan.
Absolutely.
Mama Claus are coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She already had, like, the look.
She's got the guns.
Yeah. I love that.
She was hurling this episode.
Yeah, Terry Polo.
Go, Terry.
Girl, we've seen your wrestling uniform. So do you.
Right?
I want to know, though. You were in, was it Make It or Break It?
Yeah, I was.
Right. So that's, you know, more... More uniforms, more gym time.
Gymnastics.
You think
yes,
that helps you get the role for Emma?
I haven't done gymnastics, and I never did wrestling, but I did do competitive dance for 11 years.
Oh, wow.
So that's, I think, what has kind of helped me because, you know, just like gymnastics, like we have the floor routines.
The and blocking
it's all
and everything,
steps
absolutely.
And the blocking, and so that helped with, like, memorizing and kind of catching on with the wrestling and stuff, but... I love wrestling.
Of course.
It's fun.
So it's just like that physicality that you're very used to.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I guess in a way, wrestling is just a choreographed dance that you're memorizing
the
for
floor.
The scenes.
Yeah. But it's brutal.
Five, six, seven, and
Now, are you more of a tomboy or a girly girl?
Ooh. I'd probably say more of a tomboy.
Okay.
I'm like that weird happy medium.
Well, you're like the cutest little thing right now, so.
That's so sweet.
And I know that when they introduced Emma, too, she had her hair pulled back, and it's like this, like, wrestling girl. And you're like, what is she doing?
She's the girl.
And then you see her in school, and her hair is down. And you're like, oh, this is a this is a girl. No, kidding. But this is somebody who Jesus can, like, be very attracted to.
Yeah. She's the girl that all the boys fall for in high school because she's so cool, and she's one of the guys' dudes. I mean, one of the guys' girls. She's
yeah,
a guy's girl.
Guy's like, girl. Exactly. Yeah, Emma's a guy's girl. She can, you know, hang with the guys. And
it's nice to see Jesus fawning after a girl, too.
Yeah.
You know, we had, like, Lexi and him always kind of had their chemistry, but for Emma, it's like, no, we got to work at it. And he's like, oh, I'm not used to not getting my way.
Yeah. I feel like Emma really keeps him on his toes.
Which is perfect. He
needs
that.
Which is a good thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the Lexi thing was kind of, I don't know, in my opinion, it was kind of easy because she was Mariana's friend. She was at the house, so they were always kind of, like, seeing each other, you know.
Well, it was forbidden. That's why it was so hot and heavy.
Yeah.
And,
you know, getting into it. But now I appreciate that finally a female character on the show is playing extremely hard to get. And also you're sort of a woman scorned because you're upset about what happened with the whole Lexi thing. Because he was like Team Emma all the way. And then she just appeared out of nowhere, which, by the way, when that happened, we all jumped like five inches out of the seat.
That was nuts. We were like, what?
Oh my gosh.
Turn to the left.
So good. So good.
And we fans commenting, being like, she was on IMDb, like, her name's there, she's obviously going to be in the episode.
I know.
Like, what?
Well,
they
no, were. Don't look.
It's like reading
don't
the last chapter of the book.
Well, we don't really go into spoilers, but it's funny because during the week, a lot of the fans get really into it and they'll, like, comment or tweet us, like, hey, by the way, I don't want to ruin this, but yeah, that was Wyatt in the preview, so he's totally going to be in it.
Yeah,
like,
it's so, and they're so calm and everything. It was funny, too, because I was looking at I was reading it once, and my friends, and I was like, what? They're so good. And like, who? I'm like, these YouTube viewers, they're telling me everything that's happening and like their guesses and their like the which we're gonna get to later about Zach's mom. I want to bring that
up
in a second.
And they always preamble it though with, I don't want to ruin it, but
they
were on it. When Brandon and Talia broke up, I was like, oh, it's gonna be the biggest surprise. I gotta tell everyone to watch, like, it's gonna be so good. And then like 4 days before it aired, there's people tweeting me this YouTube link. They're like, oh my gosh, you finally break up. They'd released a clip.
That's
and
so
for four
funny.
Days, it was like, I'm so excited you guys finally broke up. And I was like, how did you know this
They're
before?
So good, right?
Yeah.
You know, we've loved, like, Katie and Talia all season, actually all my life. I could feel it from
right,
the very beginning.
Right.
But I really appreciate that the writers gave you some, like, nicer, like, more, like, emotional scenes with Brandon and Callie.
Yeah.
Just, you could see how hurt she was.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, that scene with you and Brandon.
Oh, in
by the
tree?
At the party? Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Oh, that was, like, the sweetest scene. I was just like, oh.
You know, David and I, I was on the pilot, and we kind of just have, like, a system. Like, we know what works, and it's, like, a teamwork, team effort. So I love any scene with him because it's, like, just we're there.
Yeah.
On it.
It's been nice to see, like, different sides of Talia, too. And you can't – I feel like this half the season, you're like, oh, you can't hate her as much because she just – is a hurt
It is
girl.
What it is, exactly.
But you still hate her.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you're so good at it. I told you when you got here, I was like, girl, you're good because you make me hate you.
Girl, you love to
I
hate.
Know.
I want to bring it back to the fans for a second because you've been there since the start. So talk a little bit about how, like, the fans have just grown and the response that you're getting. And then also, you know, Amanda, you being new to the show, like, how amazing is that? So why don't you go first, Madison?
They're so great. I love our Foster fans. They are so on it with the Twitter and Instagram. I'm so glad that I have that to be able to talk with them. And, I mean, from the beginning, there's always been a really great reception. Like, you never know how a show's going to work out. And so I just kind of went in with like, okay, whatever happens, happens, and then got picked up and whatever else. But the fans have just grown and grown, and they're so interactive and on it. And I especially love when, like, you get to actually meet them in person, because mm-hmm. you'll get those messages like, I really want to meet you, and, like, I want to hug you. I was like, hug is expected. Like, yeah. If you see me, I'm not Talia. mm-hmm. They're really great. And mm-hmm. they welcome new cast members, and I think really great.
Yeah, I definitely felt really, really welcomed and stuff. I mean, I love all the Twitter fans and everything, and, you know, it's good to hear, you know, people are, like, enjoying the show and enjoying the character and everything, and, yeah, I love Twitter. I love being able to, you know, like, interact with them one-on-one, mm-hmm. and they're very, very, you know, welcoming, and especially the cast, too. The cast and the crew, it's really like a family. On that set.
It's a whole Foster's family.
The Foster's family is actually like a Foster's family.
Hashtag Foster's family.
Hashtag Foster's
I think by design, too, like the setup of the show is like, you know, biracial lesbians raising a family, Foster and like their own children. Like that just inspires like being accepting. Mm-hmm. And so nice that like the fans have like taken that on.
Right.
And
well, I mean, I think everybody can identify themselves through one part, whether it's, you know, Madison's character or Emma's character or Lena's character. Or Sherry's character, like, so that's what makes it so special.
Yeah. Can you think back to even, like, 5 or 6 years ago before Twitter? Mm-hmm. You know, like, how did people, like, right? It's so normal now to tweet at Madison and be like, I hate your character, she's horrible, you seem nice. You know, or, like, even shows like this online. Yeah, shows like this, podcasts, like, what did we do besides, like, go to school and, like, rant about it? And then it's done. I don't know. I just can't remember.
I love that we have this now, though. Mm-hmm. It's really cool to be able to communicate and follow back and all that other stuff.
Definitely.
I guess it's really nice, too, for people to the reminder that you are very different from your characters. Mm-hmm. That it's a separate thing.
Well, yeah, because I think back in the day, that's what, like, made fans freak out more. So it's probably nicer, too, that you might see some fans who are like, hey, like, we don't want to bother you, but just, you know, because they still feel like they're kind of close to you because they're following you every week and they're watching you and they're tweeting with you. And so it makes it relaxed. But if they didn't know you were a nice person, they might, like, attack you on the street. Like, can't believe you.
Twitter is, like, making sure that I'm safe.
Yeah.
I remember, I mean, it's like, maybe it's a poor example, but I remember watching Selena and her, like, fan club president kills her. And then for 5 more movies after, I saw the fan club president in them, and I'm like, she killed Selena.
Yeah.
It was like a period drama. I'm like, she killed Selena. Mm-hmm. I can't watch her.
Yolanda.
And I just hated her.
Yeah, Yolanda.
Oh, did it, Yolanda. Yeah.
Obviously, you can relate to her. Okay, we gotta jump back to the episode.
Yes.
I was very excited that we had a resolution for Zach's mom.
Well, resolution-ish.
Well, we, like, figured out what the problem was. Like, that she is now, like, she's losing her mind, and mm-hmm. she, at certain points, thinks Zach is her father.
I think it's early onset Alzheimer's.
Well, that's what the YouTube, that's what I was saying earlier, is that that's how good that they were, because she said, you know, actually, in, like, in her little thesis, she has a similar characteristics as Meredith Grey does in Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's mother, yeah.
Yeah, her mother does. So I think it's early on, or Alzheimer's, I'm like, we're like, you're right.
But I just feel like as the audience member, it's nicer to know that, she's losing her mind mm-hmm. and sometimes thinks it's her ex-husband as opposed to just, like, she's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, crazy. I should need, like, a better reason.
Right. Well, and it's understandable. Now it's not, like, this evil person where she has to go away. It's like, no, this can be treated or this can be taken care of. And it's just sad for Zach, though, because that's
I love
it.
That Sierra's character is there, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sticking with you.
Yeah,
that.
Oh, she's so sweet.
She didn't let it affect her, because just for him, that's like, no, I like this girl. What are you doing? You're so, and she's like, dude, it's all good.
Right?
Like, let's find your mom. I'm like, you go. Yeah.
She's sweet. Well, because in a sense, if she does have Alzheimer's, he's going to eventually be saying goodbye to his mother. I mean,
and
he's alone after that.
Even this episode.
Yeah. That's the first time she didn't recognize him.
I mean, after doing some deductions of my own after seeing the preview, and also we had Julian, a.k.a. Zach, on last week, and we didn't actually ask him about season 2, but at the end of in the midst of the preview for next week's episode, Mariana's saying goodbye to him. So I don't necessarily know if he's back. I don't know where they could be sending him and his mother. But we are going to find a resolution, which I'm excited about. And yet again, it's another thing that ABC Family is bringing up. I mean, mm-hmm. we talk about it all the time, how they bring up all of these things that aren't talked about on TV. And now we're seeing a child struggle with a mother. And, you know, he doesn't want to admit it to himself either, which I found so heartbreaking.
Right.
When he was like, she doesn't need to go to the doctor.
She's just eccentric.
Yeah.
And he was even making excuses for her during, like, the dinner.
Yeah.
More wine, please.
Right.
That's what we're drinking. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I like having that character on the show. Mm-hmm. She's a quintessential TV mom, you know, from Glee to now The Fosters. It's just, she brings that nice, warm energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I loved it.
Oh, sweet thing.
Bless her. Did we see who Jesus took to the dance? Did he take anybody?
No, because he was trying to... He's trying to get his girl.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Come on. So he went solo hoping to win somebody back.
Maybe. Yeah, he was there. I think he was lone wolf in it. And and Emma didn't want to be second fiddle.
Right.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
So she
and here his brother's getting arrested, and he's trying to get you back.
I know.
Like, what's happening?
Priorities. No, I'm kidding.
Exactly.
She's like, this is why I'm not getting back with him.
He wanted to invite Emma to some Jesus time, I think.
Yeah.
Jesus time.
We'll see. I hope that they... I don't know. I think everybody can't break up in the finale. So we think that Marianne and Zach are done. One half the twins got to have some happiness.
What else? Steph and Lena had some tender moments and some awkward moments
when they
were laying in the bed together, which, by the way, the bed is an entire character itself
on
the show.
I love
that bed. Honestly, that bed that Annie Potts gave
it's
them.
So cool.
Best starring the bed.
Crazy.
Right?
I mean, the bed is, like, so indicative to what they're going through. You know, Steph is like, can't we just lay next to each other for once?
Right.
Like, please.
And poor Lena. She's so sensitive, and it's really attacking her because you see her battling it by herself because she doesn't want to say anything to Steph. And now it's going to blow up next episode when she asks her, like what we saw in the preview, you know, tell me if you want me to have a baby or not.
I mean, that question has to be asked.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's ask them. Do you think that it's a good idea for the Fosters to have another baby, to bring another baby in the world?
I feel like if I'm like yes or if I'm like no way, like either way it's like a half and half. I don't know.
Like you want to say yes to support her, but you want to say no because that's already too much going on.
Yeah.
I set up that answer for you girls.
I think we're kind of twinsies on this.
I think we've stumped them.
But I would like to see a baby.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, anytime there's a baby,
loves
that's
babies.
A full house.
Yeah.
Did you guys see what Sherry tweeted today about the earthquake? It
no,
was really funny.
She
was saying, like, oh, did anybody feel that? Oh, it was just me coming down the stairs with twins in my belly.
See, that's the thing. The show aside, like, Sherry has got to be one of the most beautiful pregnant women that I've seen. Like, she glows naturally.
She's like,
but
she
like,
walks and she, like,
it's like an angel, like, just like, hello. Like,
wait, so if they're shooting the second season already, there must be a lot of high countertops acting. Here's my notebook, hiding the baby.
I mean, like, we know that TV covers up pregnancy all the time. We don't know what's going to happen. I mean, look at what's happening on Scandal right now.
And
Kerry Washington was super pregnant, and they've just been putting her in coats.
They did that in the Cosby show, too. She went, Ms. Huxtable was like super pregnant also. And they, like, one episode, I remember she has this huge teddy bear randomly just covering it.
Really?
Yeah. And
I remember the entire last episode of Friends, Courtney Cox was in like a button down untucked. And it was like extra large. And I was like, oh, what a style choice.
TV magic.
Yeah. I don't know. She's a teacher. She could always have a clipboard up in front of her. A massive one.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. You know what we didn't talk about? Daphne and Wyatt. New
friendship. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, wait. You guys just got really excited. So how do you...
you go first.
No, you go.
Why are we still doing this twinning thing?
All right, Amanda, you start.
I love it. I'm excited for it. I think that's really cool. I like this little, like, thing that's going on with Daphne and Wyatt. I think that's really neat. I think it's going to be interesting.
Oh.
I think Wyatt is, like, the odd one out, you know, I think he has trouble at school like Callie, and that's kind of why they get along. And, you know, Daphne, like, has come from, like, this... Like, they both come from such a different background that I think they actually might end up meshing really well. And, like,
oh, absolutely.
They do have one thing, like, huge thing in common. They both care about Callie, like, immensely. So
but
I think it could end up...
And they don't really have their families.
And they're so, like, both different characters, which is fun because they both... like Kelly, but they're both so different in themselves.
I agree.
Seeing those two people Appy try to mesh. Like,
yeah.
That's fun.
It was interesting seeing like drastically different characters from different backgrounds, but together you're like, that friendship actually would make sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, Wyatt doesn't have a choice, but
yeah, poor thing. It's funny though, because when we had Daphne on the show, I remember talking to her and she was saying how Wyatt was such a nice guy. Like, you know, she loved like talking to him and hanging out. And I was always thinking like, why would you have seen him? And now it makes sense because she had already filmed this episode. So I always wondered why she knew him, because Madison was just telling me how she's never met Daphne before.
I haven't.
Because you're
like on Twitter and whatever, yeah. But I've never met her in person.
Well, Daphne's amazing.
She's incredible. Yeah. She really is.
Alex, I know well, but I don't know Daphne.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I would think that, other events, things happening in the world.
Like, I just really, they had kind of little tender moments when they were sitting in the kitchen and she offered him food.
Right.
You know, maybe she needs practice caring. For someone again.
Absolutely.
Because she's trying to get her daughter back, and I understand that Wyatt is very different than her daughter. But, you know, she really hasn't cared for another person, you know, since she had her daughter.
Such a good guy.
Yeah, and he means well. I mean, he comes back, and there's a series of unfortunate events, including a very expensive shower where his car gets towed.
Aww,
I mean,
poor guy.
Yeah.
And I have a prediction. Aww.
Well.
Yeah, we'll wait.
Okay. Before we jump to predictions, though, we have to just touch on Anna.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Who I'm livid is coming back.
You see? She did use the money for something else, because that's why she's tripping and trying to get even more.
She was tweaking. She's
Yeah.
I mean, I hate Talia, but I actually hate Anna more.
She comes up, and I'm like, oh, man, like, she really could, like, cause a lot of trouble here. Yeah. And you're like, what are you going to do, Lena? And then Lena just turns, and she's like, I will get you arrested. And I'm like, you go, Lena.
Do you think that Steph scared her enough, though? Like, do you think...
Steph, sorry. I don't know. I'd be scared of Steph if she said that to me. But,
I mean,
you know,
really? She's,
I wonder.
You know, better not extort a police officer.
Exactly. Anna's not educated, so...
If they did pay Anna, she would use the money, and then in, like, 9 to 18 months later, she'd come back
again. Exactly.
Like, they can't do it
forever.
They
have to figure it out. Oh.
Also, Anna, that 10... She went at 10 grand, right?
Yeah.
That's the money from, like, Mariana and Jesus' college fund.
Yeah.
So, like, you pick what you want to use with it.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know. There's so many like loose ends that I hope will be tied up in the finale next week. I hope also that they put Anna on a bus and just like ship her off.
Right?
Take her to Louisiana.
Or like take her to rehab or like put her away.
Put her in Australia.
And it's so sad too because Steph like completely assumed that it was Jesus. And she went and asked him about it, and he was like, no. And then Brandon came. Brandon came out with everything. What an awesome way for him to be forced to say it.
Yes, but not everything exactly.
Well, what do you mean?
What didn't he say?
Oh, there was a scene in the cop car.
Yes.
Okay, so
everything.
Yes, everything exactly. You're right. I agree. Sorry, I blacked out everything that happened.
It is St. Patrick's Day, so we don't know where Jeffrey was before the show.
I don't know either. Yeah. What show is this?
I feel bad for not wearing green.
No. Let's jump to some news and gossip, shall we?
Okay.
Ooh, cute sound effect.
Whoa, bam.
So... They did this week. They announced two cast members that are joining the show for season two.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Bailey Madison and Ashley Argata.
And who are they going to be?
Bailey, they did not say, but she's the young girl from Trophy Wife.
Uh-huh.
Ashley, it is rumored that she will be a love interest for Brandon.
They really are going to be the Rachel and Ross.
I think so.
Yeah.
But it's nice that they're bringing somebody in from like director's attention
towards. Because Brandon needs somebody right now.
He needs a lot of things right now. Like a therapist. A better girlfriend for his dad.
He needs a nap. He looks tired all the time.
A nap.
Stressed. He's so
stressed.
He needs some Brandon time. That's why.
He needs some.
That's what I'm saying.
He needs to move back in with Lena and Steph. They know how to raise children.
Yeah.
So Ashley did tweet though that she said you're going to be seeing a lot of her as well as hearing her. So it's,
what are you trying to say? She's loud?
Singing.
Oh.
She's not a deaf character, is what I'm trying to say. No, she's going to be singing in the episodes, and, you know, Brandon plays a piano.
Yes, they're going to have a musical
interest. They could do, like, a great big world duet. I love that song.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm excited for more music to come back in.
Okay, cool. Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe Ciara can sing a little bit.
Oh, yeah, because she sings, too.
She's a singer.
Girl, everybody has the little hidden talent.
I love that they're bringing it in for David, though. I love that. Like, it was about time.
You need to distract him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. I like that the song was Kaylee's song. Wait, what's her name?
Callie. Callie.
Yeah. St. Patrick's Kaylee
Callie Jacobson. Yeah, all right. Madison Beatty Body, whatever.
Jeff was out crawl pubbing before this.
That's I wish. Okay, guys, we're going to hit up some predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, can I have one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it's going to be kind of more, not just next episode, but I have a feeling that with Wyatt and Daphne, that relationship's actually going to happen. And Wyatt being like the quirky kind of guy he is and how he has hair, I want to say that he's going to like kind of make fun of her and be like, what about you? Like, because she's going to say something about his hair and then he's going to be like, you should let your braids out. And they're going to have like a little bonding moment. And then her feminism is going to come out.
Oh, wait, you should just write the show. Like, what are we doing?
Wait, we have to be more specific. You're saying relationship. Are you saying friendship or like loving?
No,
love?
Friendship. Completely friendship. I feel like he's going to bring out this girl side of Daphne.
By sharing hair products. Hair. I understand.
They're going to have something in common. Like Daphne being the character that she is, I could see her just making fun of Wyatt. Yes. Like, look at you with your hair being Daphne. And then he's going to, I just see him flipping her braid and then they're going to unbraid it and she's going to be like, what?
I hope that happens.
That's amazing.
I know that was so exact.
Talia had some curly hair
detailed.
This episode.
Very detailed. I love that they did that to my hair. I mean, I naturally have like crazy curly hair.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
no, your hair looks
awesome.
I just
straighten it all the time. And I came in that morning, they're like, we're going to go curly. And like they first did it and it like looked like Afro status. And I was like texting my best friend like, hey guys, I'm in the 70s today. And then they like brushed through it and it made that like, I was like,
it
you need
great.
To do this all the time. Like, can you come to my house in the morning?
Just school every day with that.
She's glamorous. I mean,
you know that our listeners are like, they're obsessed with hair because we talk about everyone's hair.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Julian's hair. Oh,
Jeffrey's
man.
Hair.
I'm an envious. I have a Jufro, please. It's unruly. Kind of like Jesus.
Well, I was thinking as far as predictions, we see Kelly and Wyatt kiss in the preview.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also see Kelly in like the same outfit saying that everyone's against her. So I don't know if maybe they kiss and then Wyatt's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm into this. But I like you, like a friend love you, but I don't love you.
Well,
these
good,
are the most
they
specific
can't be together.
Predictions we've ever had all season.
I mean,
I think I love it.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like we have sort of, we've grown up with this show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been with it from the beginning.
We
and
have.
Now that the first season is finally coming to a close, we can really look at it
mind.
All and see what's happened. And not to mention that once the show ends, it comes back really soon.
Which in the summer.
I'm so excited about. We get like a teeny, teeny break and then we get back to the drama.
Yeah, and I have to say that my favorite prediction of my own from the season
yes.
still has time to happen. Danny Nucci can still donate his sperm for Lena and they have another child for Brandon.
Right, right.
But no, Timothy
but Sherry, is unlocked. Sherry wants a mixed baby.
Yeah.
Or she wants a baby that
He's
looks like
Italian.
Her.
They tan so
true.
Easily.
It's not Timothy. Okay. Timothy is perfect. He's perfect.
All right, girls, what would you like to see happen in the future of the Fosters?
Looking way forward. Like, nothing
way
that...
Forward?
Yeah, your predictions of your own. What
right.
would you like to see happen that you don't know already happens? Because
mm-hmm.
I know you can't tell us that.
Okay, think if it's
really...
senior year of high school. What would you like to happen? For your character.
Right, because it's going to be senior year for you, Talia.
I think for Talia, I wish she would just, like, move on from Brandon. Like, she still just, like, can't stand the fact that, like, he's off with Callie. And so she's still after her revenge for Callie. And I just want her to just move on, girl. Go
some
go
closure.
Find some other... And not Vico.
Right, yes.
Closure, move on. She would fit really well into the Pretty Little Liars, you know?
Ooh. Ooh. I actually really like that idea. Just like
over.
Pop over.
There's more where that came from.
I mean, they did it with Ravenswood, so who knows?
I know. What about you, Amanda?
Ooh, for Emma. Let's see here. Way, way far in the future. I would probably like to see a little bit of her girly side.
Yeah.
Or her try and maybe fail at it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would be kind of funny. I don't know. Like, I would like to kind of try to see her.
What if they became
to
friends?
Find it.
Yes.
That's what I would like.
And then I can
Tally
have
gives her a makeover.
You. Yes. It could be what
you can help me be like girly and stuff. Like, and like makeover. I can get some girlfriends. And,
you
like,
guys have met before tonight though, right?
Yes. Funny story too. Because we don't have, have we had any scenes together?
No, we haven't.
We met at the table read, and table reads are cool because you meet everyone, but you don't really talk. But then afterwards, we both had wardrobe, but David had wardrobe before us, so we were both stuck in a green room together and just started talking, and then...
Yeah, because we just had to. It was, you know,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and then we just, like, hit it off.
I know.
I, so it'd be cool to have scenes with you. Like, I was, like, mixing it up.
All
right. Well, I hope the writers are watching. Right. That'd be cute. Peter. That's so nice.
They asked.
Bonding moments in the back. All right, well, my predictions are non-existent for tonight. Danny Nucci, you still have time. Girls, thank you so much for being here. Where can we find you guys on Twitter and social media? Until next time.
Can you go first? Oh, okay. Well, you can find me on Twitter at Mandy Pandy Lee, and Lee is spelled L-E-I-G-H.
Awesome.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Madison Beatty, M-A-D-I-S-E-N and B-E-A-T-Y.
Lovely.
Cool.
Stephanie.
You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie and on Instagram at SteffiG47.
You can find me on Twitter at Jillian Leff, on Instagram at Jilly Leff. And if any of you guys are a fan of Once Upon a Time, I am interviewing a star from Once Upon a Time, Matt Cane, on Wednesday. So if you want to tweet any questions, you can look up who he is. He's one of the darling boys. So, there's that.
Ooh, that's exciting. And I tweet from Jeff Masters 1. We will see you next week for the finale, everybody. Have a good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.